Well, it's the great irony, and Chesterton said it so well in one of his essays. He said, you know, curiously, feminism is the pursuit of not being feminine in any way. And so, you know, they're opposed to femininity, but they're also opposed to masculinity. And they see it as, I mean, the worst being in the world is a man. The best being in the world is a male individual who is feminized. And I don't mean, you know, in the sense of they like art, they like music, you know, things like that. But it's a man who acts passively. And that's the opposite of manliness. Manliness, masculinity steps up and it does the right thing at the right time in the right way when it needs doing. And women, of course, do that, but men do it in a unique way, and society needs for that to happen. And let me end with this. I mean, that ABC News story, which I linked to in my piece, both the woman reporter and the woman anchor back in New York City, I mean, they're just like absolutely amazed and so appreciative that these men stepped up. And so this whole feminist ideal can only work in a make-believe situation, if you will. But when real life starts to happen, nobody's complaining that, well, why do all the men get to rescue? Why don't they let some of the women rescue as well? I mean, all that just goes out the window, and we recognize and we appreciate and we celebrate masculinity because of what real good men do.